Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, mitzvah 146, as we continue in the Parsha of Shlamim. We've had a lot of mitzvahs in these few psukim. We had the mitzvah of eating Shlamim, we had the Isser of leaving over Shlamim, the mitzvah of burning what was left over. Yesterday we spoke about the mitzvah of Pigol, the Isser of eating carbon that became Tameh, and today we have the related one, the last in the section, and that is the mitzvah of burning a karban that became tameh. The Torah tells us three psukim, v'habasar asher yigah b'chal tameh lo ye'achel, but if it's meat that a person who was tameh touched, lo ye'achel cannot be eaten. That was yesterday. Bo'esh yisareif, it must be burned. So though we counted a mitzvah a couple of days ago of burning Sreifas Nosar Kachim and Kuf Mem Gimel, separate mitzvah, the Chinuch and the Raman quote, of burning Kachim Temeim. And even though the Chinuch already said earlier in the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar, that included in that are all Kamanis that became Pasol. Bechlal Anosar Vapigal Shinisrafen, Mem Kol Psuli HaMukdashim, Shekula Nisrafen Gamkein. All of those are included, but separately is counted the mitzvah of burning carbon that became tameh. So the Torah continues. V'nefesh shetoch al basim yizevach hashlam asher l'Hashem tumasu alav v'nechrasa. V'nefesh kisika b'chol tameh goes through all the halachas of what happens if one eats it. But right in the middle it says bo'esh yisareif. So we learn out from those two words this mitzvah. Says the chinuch. Shnei savinu l'sarav hakachim shenitmu. Shnei amar v'abasar sheyika b'chol tameh lo yachel bo'esh yisareif. Mishar sheyam mitzvah mashak asavnu b'nosar samach. Same idea that we said earlier. What was the mitzvah? The idea of nosar. You have to burn it because you can't have a carbon that you're not able to eat, that you're just going to let rot, and then you're going to become disgusted by it, so you have to burn it. So to here, carbon becomes tameh, a coin is not able to eat it, so therefore, what's going to happen? It's just going to rot. We don't want that to happen. Carbonus are supposed to be inspiring to us, and therefore, one has a mitzvah to burn it. Midini ha-mitzvah, continues the chinuch. Some of the halachas of this mitzvah, Masha Amru Zechronim Lavracha, Shem Nitmu, where are they burned? That's the first halacha. Where do we burn these carbonus? Shem Nitmu Bifnim, Sarfarasan Bifnim. See if a carbon became tameh inside, which is somewhat unusual. How does a carbon become tummy inside? So maybe a dead sheretz went on it, right? Tumas mace probably is not inside, but if something happens, so then one burns it inside, you don't take it out. Nitzmu mi bachutz, sarfarasa bachutz. If it became tummy outside, then you burn it outside. Bein shenitva ba'ava tuma o bevlada tuma sarfarasa. As we said yesterday, it doesn't matter how it became tummy. Even if it became tummy from a vlada tuma, there's a mitzvah to burn it. What about if it became tameh only midrabanan? The chinuch here does not specify, because tameh midrabanan you're also not allowed to eat. So there, though, you might have to wait until the next day to make it vadai nosar, the idea that we mentioned a couple of days ago called ibur tsura, leave it overnight, then you vadai have to burn it. If it's only tameh midrabanan, you might not be able to burn it yet. Continuing, v'nosar shal kachim kalim sarfen also abaylam b'batayim. And anything that becomes tameh, let's say the Bialim have it in their house in Yerushalayim, they don't have to take it to the Beis HaMikdash to burn it, you can burn it right there. What about the bones? So Me'ikar Adin, bones do not have to be burned. V'chalat samos ha-kadshim she'ein ben moach, ein antun in sreifa, they don't have to be burned. Chutz me'atmos ha-pesach, because of, only one that's excluded is the bones of the current Pesach. Why? So he gives a svara. This idea of the Pesach being different could help based, could help us to understand it based on what we said 2 days ago. And that is, we said, why don't bones have to be burned? Because the whole point is something that is going to become rotted, and therefore I'm not going to have proper covet. I'm going to think of it as, leftovers, and it's going to be in the back of the fridge, and it's going to become not nice. So bones don't have that. Bones don't change. So there should be no reason to burn bones. Why are Pesach bones different? As we know, we learned back in Parshas Bow, there's an isser to break the bones of the current Pesach. We mentioned then the svar is that if somebody breaks the eats very quickly, they might come to break the bones. And when Israel started to be a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to make sure to be minumas, to have derech eretz, to eat properly and slowly. And therefore, if he forces us not to break the bones, we will eat in a slower fashion. So, because there is the isser of breaking the bones, says the chinuch, probably there's going to be some meat left on the bones, unlike the other bones. By these bones, people are going to be worried that they are going to break them, so they're going to leave the last piece of meat on. Tishar me'an barov, ma'at basar alav ebnei emas hashem. Ksira. The problem is, fine, they're making a siyag for themselves not to eat that meat because it's too close to the bones, but that has to be burned. So that's why Atzmos HaPesach have to be burned, and once we say that, we say, burn all bones. Lefichach amru aleihem derechlal b'kulan shiyutunin sreifa. Maker did not, but because of the idea of the Karban Pesach, where meat will probably be left over, so that is why one has to be burned as well. Sorry, there's some construction going on outside, but we will, if you hear it, but we'll do our best. Elohein anisrafen. So now, what is included in this mitzvah? What has to be burned? What type of carbon that became tameh? Basar kodesh nitma o nosar o carbon shenifsal. A basar kodesh nitma or nosar or carbon shenifsal. Or that also became pasul. Not the specific mitzvah d'oraisa that we said burning the next morning. This is a similar mitzvah, but this is basar kodesh nitma. V'chein a mincha shenitmeis o nifsala o nosra, or a mincha that became tameh, or something happened to it. V'ashem talui shenodelolu ba'alav shalochata. What about an Ashem Talui? Ashem Talui, if you remember, we mentioned, is brought when I did an Aveira, and I'm not sure if I did the Aveira. It's a car, if it's an Aveira, that if I did it, Bavadai, Bishogig, I'm Chayav Achatos. I'm not sure, so I separate an Ashem Talui. What happens if before, right, the Minchas Chinuch points out in Os Dalid that the proper Gersa here is, Vashem Talui, Shinodo Olo Ba'alav, Shalochata, Kodem Shinizrak Daman. I didn't sprinkle the blood of Vashem Talui yet, and I found out that I really did not do the Aveira. I didn't do the Aveira, so then I'm not Chayav Vashem Talui. See, if I already brought it, okay, fine, but if I didn't bring it yet, so the halacha is that there's nothing to do, you have to burn it. So that Vashem Talui in that case is included in the Nisrafen as well. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalet for a minute, he quotes in the first paragraph, it's Sarach Lomar Kodem Shinizrak Adam, Timnodelo Acher Shinizrak Adam Abasar Yeachel. Right, if you find after the Zrikas Adam, then it's a kosher carbon. So then that's it. Then you eat the carbon. It's only before Zrikas Adam, where you stop it in time, but now you're stuck. You cannot eat the meat because it wasn't a kosher carbon, and you can't bring an Ashem Tali voluntarily according to what we paskin. So that is why you're stuck. Vihine, but look interestingly in the next paragraph. Kodshim shenifsalu min haTorah tuunim sreifa. Kodshim, as we said, that are pasul midaraisa have to be burned. Ashem Talui, what happens if you find out that you didn't sin? So Mamela, the Ashem Talui was never required. If it was never required, isn't this Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara, which we're going to have later on, Chulin Shenishchutu is an item of Chulin that was brought into the Azara, and we paskin that has to be buried, not burned. So why all of a sudden, by Ashem Talui, that you find out before Zrikas Adam, we say it has to be burned? What do you mean it has to be buried, not burned? There's different actions that are required by different items in Halacha that get ruined. Some you have to burn, some you have to bury. That's the last Mishnah in Maseches Temura. Elu hein hanikbarin and elu hein hanisrafin. So why here would we say that Ashem Talui, if you catch it in time, doesn't that just turn into Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara? Why do we say that it has to be burned? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Gemara in Krisus Daf Chav Dalid, which has a beautiful chiddush. V'atam, fourth line of that paragraph, Demitok shelibo nokfo gomer umakdish lo havichulin shenishkutu bazara. By Ashem Talui, because I wasn't sure whether I owed it at the beginning or not, I said, you know what? I just want to cover myself. I'm giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. Period. Take it. So I have in the recesses of my mind, says the Gemara, that even if it turns out that I don't owe it, I'm giving it. So it has the status of kachim no matter what. Even if I find out that I don't need it, but it still has the status of a kachim shenifsalu, and therefore it has to be burned and not just buried. The sugya of chulin shenishchutu ba'azara, just talk about it for 2 minutes, and then we'll get back to the chinuch. That is a machlokus in the Gemara, whether it's an issa d'araisa or an iser d'rabanan. The concept of chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Zayin Amabeis, has a beautiful lashon comparing shchute chutz, where we shut the carbon outside, and the opposite of shchulin shenishchutu ba'azara. Amr Torah, shchot li bishali, vishalcha bishalcha. Hashem says, shecht mine in mine, meaning carbonus in the base of Migdash, and yours in yours, chulin outside. Mashali bishalcha aser, afshalcha bishali aser. Your Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the allowance to have your own animals that you don't have to bring us carbonus. But you know what? Take care of my animals, my carbonus, and you can take care of your chulin. But you can't blur the lines. If you do one or the other, so that's a svara there, we assume, and then the Gemara there gives a pasik. But the machlokas, whether it's derais or derabanan. The Rambam Shita is very unclear whether chulin, shenishchutu, or brought into the Azara is derais or derabanan. And there's a machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah about it. Very unusual. Usually the Magen Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah don't argue about such things. But here's a machlokes, because the Rambam's lashon is as follows: V'lo behema v'chaya bovad ela kol achulin aser lachnisan lazara. Not only animals, but the Rambam says in Hilcha Shechita, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, all chulin you're not allowed to bring into the azara. Afilu baser shchuta o peres v'pas, even meat or fruit or bread. Im arav echnisan mutarin ba'achila kishahayu. Even if you brought them in, it's mutar to eat. You didn't answer the food, but it's mutar to eat if you brought it in. V'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. This is all divrei kabbalah. That's the unusual term. Divrei kabbalah sometimes means it's based on a pasuk in Navi, sometimes it means it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan does continue and say, if you do this aveira, you get makas mardus. So that tips the scale to assume that it's probably Dirabanan, and that is what the Magen Mishnah says. The Kesef Mishnah is not satisfied. There's a lot of other sources. The Rambam himself says that if somebody is Makadish, tries to get married with something that's Asur Bahanah, Eina Mekudeshes, and the Rambam does not specify that he's not including Chulin Shishchut Bazara, which is one of the items of Isur Hanah that the Mishnah in Kiddushin says. So Pashas, the Rambam says, all Isuri Hanah, if one gets married with them, is Eina Mekudeshes. That's what leads the Kesef Mishnah to suggest that the Rambam really holds as an Issa Daraisa, and Makas Mardus, you don't get real Malkus. Okay, you get rabbinic lashes, as we spoke about a little bit yesterday. There is another question, this including Shishkul Bazar, and that is, does it apply to only to items that can be brought as an avoda? What if I bring a chair into the Azara? Is that the Isra of Chulin Huv'u Bazara? And again, the Rambam is not clear, because the Rambam says anything you bring in, but then his examples are bread, fruit, and meat. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a huge discussion here, whether the Rambam is specifying, oh, fruit because there's bikurim, and bread because there's menachas, and basar shchuta because there's karbanas, or the Rambam just giving examples, and really anything you bring into the Azara, one is going to be chayef for. Okay, these are some of the issues to look on up in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilcha Shechita. But back to the Sefer Chinuch, this, how do we get into Chulin Shishkul Bazara? Because the Minchas Chinuch asks, what about Asham Toli? Asham Toli that you catch, that the owner finds out that he did not sin before Zrikas Adam, that's one of the Nisrafin, that's included in this mitzvah. And the Minchas Chinuch pointed out that it is not just considered Chulin Shishkul Bazara because people take it very seriously when they're makdashit in the first place. Okay, what else is on this list of Nisrafim? V'chata sa'ofa ba'al safik. Sometimes someone has to bring a karbon just in case. What is the case of Chazal Bozal Safik? Let's say a woman has a baby, and she's not sure if the baby was, it wasn't a baby, it was a miscarriage early on in pregnancy. She wasn't sure if it was a viable fetus yet or not. So that's a suffix. If it was, you have to bring a carbon. If not, not. So she brings a chatos just in case. So that chatos cannot be eaten because maybe it's not mechuyev. So the halach is that it's burnt. Or all of these are included in this mitzvah. V'se'ar nazir tahar. The halach is that a nazir, after he finishes his naziris, has to get a haircut, throw his hair under the pot where his carbon shlamim is cooking. And that's included. The mitzvah of burning the hair of a nazir is included. There's a fascinating horror there Rabbi Leff has in his Sefer, Outlooks and Insights, where he says, why dafka the hair? He says, the hair is the top of our body. It is the transition. It is the interface between our body and above us, which is air, which is metaphysical, which is spiritual. So it's the gashmi and the ruchani balance. Why does a nazir have to become a nazir? Right, the Nazir isn't l'chadchila, according to many Rishonim. It's just that he has an imbalance. He has to go to another extreme. He can't have any drinks at all. Why? Because he has to go to another extreme to balance himself with his ruchnius and gashmius. The symbol of cutting off the hair at the end of the Nazir is that now he's starting again. Now he's going to work on the balance between the ruchnius and the gashmius, and the hair is at that transition point. And where do we throw it? We burn it. Where do we burn it? Under the dud of the shlamim. The shlamim we spoke about a couple of days ago. Shlamim itself symbolizes a mix between gashmias and ruchnias. A shlamim, some of it's burned, some of it's eaten by the kahanim, some of it is eaten by the Israelim. It's all together. So that's the connection between the seir of the nazir and the karbon shlamim. That's in Rabbi Lef Sefer, Alex and Itzai on this week's Parsha, on Parsha's Nasa. So that's also included in burning the seir of the nazir. V'ha arla v'kilei akerim, arla, which we'll talk about by Hashem later on in Parshas Kedoshim. The first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit of the fruit and kilei, and that the chinuch describes it there because we're supposed to try to give the first and the best to Hashem. In mitzvah Reish Mem Zayin, the chinuch says why you're not allowed to eat the fruit at all the first 3 years, because items don't grow well and full until after the first couple of years, and you want to give the first to Hashem, and you don't want to give Hashem something inferior, so you wait till the fourth year and you give that to Hashem by eating it in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, and after that you can have it all yourself. But that's the Svara for Arla and Netar Avai, but that also is burned. V'kilaya Kerem and Kilayim of the Kerem, where you have a vine planted with other things. V'davashin darko li sarif, kion mashkin shalala, v'kilaya Kerem, hara elu yishafchu. Okay, but said the Chinuch lists off all of these items that have to be burned, starting with the mitzvah that we got into this with, Basar Kodesh and Itma. There's an important Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that even though there's a lot of things on the list here and elsewhere of items that have to be burned, not everything that has to be burned is the same. Sometimes you have a carbon that became pasul that has to be burned, like in our case, a Kodesh and Itma, and then sometimes you have items that are Asur Bahana that have to be burned. For example, Arla is Asur Bahana. Kilaya Kerem, says the Brisker Rav. This is the Griz in Temura, on the second to last page in Temura. Vitzarach Lomar, Dechilik Din Sreifa, Dekachim Psulim, Ledin Sreifa Shal Yisuri Hana. Dedin Sreifa Ha'amur Bekachim Psulim. When I burn a carbon that became Tamei, when I burn anything like that, there was a problem that cropped up, that's a Kiyum in a Sreifa, that's a Kiyum Sreifa. Kaktaras Ksherim. Just like I have to burn kosher carbonas, I have to burn Tamei carbonas. That's a mitzvah sreifa. But what's the purpose of burning Arla, burning Kilaya Kerem? Is that because there's a mitzvah sreifa here? No. Says the Griz, Avol sreifa bisurei ana hu din ibud. I must destroy it so that, kind of like a siyag, because I can't get an ana from it. So I have to destroy it to keep it away from me. But it's not a din in this chefsa that its destiny is to be burned. No, isurei ana have to be gotten rid of. But it's not that there's a destiny of this item. So that's what the Griz says in Temura. So even though there's a lot of items on the list in Lamdis, you might be Mechalik. There is one other item that is burned that the Chinuch does not mention, but the Rambam does. The Rambam here, when he has Mitzvah Tzadik, the Rambam mentions Truma Temeya. Truma Temeya has to be burned as well. If I give Truma to a Kohen, it becomes Tamei. Or if I have my produce becomes Tamei before I give it to the Kohen, I still have to give it to the Kohen. Truma Temeya has to be burned. There is an interesting halacha, different than other items that have to be burned, and the Minchas Chinuch picks up on this in Os Zion. In Os Zion, on the bottom of the column, the Minchas Chinuch talks about three items. In Dibur Maskel, Od Mavuar, and then the next two Dibur Maskels, Vihine and Avodah Zarah. The Minchas Chinuch points out that most items that have to be burned, you're not allowed to get hana'ah from them while you are burning them. Afterwards, they become ashes, so then it's what's called panim chadashos ba'alakan. It's a new status. It's not what was there before, and you can get benefit from it. That's why most items that have to be burned, you're not allowed to get benefit. You mean you can't use them for fuel to heat your house, but after they burn, you can get benefit. There are two exceptions to the rule. One is truma temeya. Tamei truma, you could even benefit from while you're burning it. While it's called hana'as kilui, as it's being destroyed. That's the halacha. Truma temeya, the kohen can get benefit from. And on the other hand, avodah zarah, quotes the Minchas Chinuch on the next page, Dibur Maskel of avodah zarah is asur even after it turns into ashes. So you have most are Asur B'Shaito and Mutter after it turns into ashes. Truma Temeya is even Mutter while you burn it. Avodah Zarah is even Asur afterwards. But that's another item that the Chinuch does not mention, the Rambam does. In the Mitzvahs HaMelech, Rabbi Cement talks about how Truma Temeya, the discussion in the Akronim, how much is Truma Temeya comparable to the other Mitzvahs Nisrafin? Because after all, I have to give it to the Kohen, even if it becomes Tameh. So you might say, and there are riyas to this, that it's still a mitzvah nesina when I give truma temeya to the kohen. It's just that instead of eating it, he could get a different benefit from it. The Rambam says it's an ilchus trumos. The Rambam says, ha-truma le-kohen biya bein tahora bein temeya. Afilu nitma dagano atirosh kulo kodem sheyafresh, ha-rizah chayev la-hafresh mimenu truma betuma, v'litna le-kohen, she-ne'emar, and he quotes the drasha of Chazal, v'anina sati lecha es mishmeres trumo soy. Achas tahora, va'achas temeya. Ha-tahora ne'achelos l'kohanim, va'atemeya yehanu b'sreifasa. The Rambam and Ilchus Trumas, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit. So what do you see from there, says the Mitzvah Samelach? That there's a din nesina, even by Truma Temeya. So, if you put the Brisker Rav together with the Mitzvah Samelach, even though a lot of items have to be burned, and they're all included in this Mitzvah, but in Lumdis, conceptually, there might be differences between them, between Isuri Hana'ah versus a Karban Shenifsal, that was the Griz, and also Truma Temeya versus the other items. That was the Mitzvah Samelach. Okay, continuing. Says the Chinuch, the Agav Grara Nichtov Hanikbarin. Even though this isn't the exact spot to discuss this, says the Chinuch, once I'm talking about Nisrafin, I could also talk about Nikbarin. There are certain items that don't have to be burned in Halacha, they just have to be buried. The Elohein, again, based on the last mission in Temura, Kajim Shemesu, if a carbon that died. So what do you do with that? That doesn't have to be burned. That has to be buried. If a carbon has a miscarriage, he feels shul yitikaver shar haniskal, a shar that killed somebody that had a gemar din liskila has to be, and you stoned it, so it has a gemar, so it has to be buried. This is a big machlokas. We mentioned this back in Sefer Shmos when we discussed about shar haniskal. Rov Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that a shar haniskal only becomes aser b'hana after it is niskal. But we paskin, the Rama paskins, most other paskins, no, right after gemar din. Many Gemaras that are discussed, big Tosafim all over the place. Tosafim in Sanhedrin 9 test for one of them discusses the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But Ashar Niska, for sure, after it's killed, has to be buried. Ve'egla, Arufa, Vitzipari, Mitzora, all these other items that are included in Nikbarin. This is not included in the mitzvah here. But the Chinuch just says, once I'm talking about Nisrafin, I'll also talk about Nikbarin, those that have to be buried. Go to the next paragraph. This mitzvah of burning kachim that became tameh applies during bisman beis hamikdash. Bekohanim u'bisraelim, kohanim u'yisraelim, meaning anybody. Ketzad hakachim shetudin sreifa b'mikdash, karbanos that became tameh in the beis hamikdash, they're burned by the kohanim in the beis hamikdash. Nisravim b'chol ha'ir, but if somebody has kachim kalim in Yerushalayim and they became tameh, so abayim sarv b'schalkam, they burn it there in their house. V'yover lav l'asar basar tameh o nosar shu biyado b'tel aseizet. If somebody violates it, does not do it, then they do not get this. They do not get this mitzvah. Okay, this is a big discussion. One other ha'ara, and then we will stop. The Minchas Lana talks about in Os Tezayin in Dibur Maskil Od Mevuar. He talks about the Gemara Tzmura that talks about what's the relationship between the Nikbarin that we're talking about here and the mitzvah d'Oraisa, the mitzvah bearing a human. Besara Meis also has to be buried. So he relates to that, relates to a bigger sugi, which we don't have time to get into now, and that is, there's an Isser Hana, just like all the other items are Asr Bahana, a mace is also Asr Bahana. So what do you do with going to medical school in terms of anatomy? What do you do with organ donations, autopsies? These are many different sugis that are discussed by the poskim in terms of bedding fitting from a mace. You can look on the Encyclopedia Refuit and the Nishmat Avraham, all the medical ethics, halachic works that talk about all of these details. Okay, this is the Isser of the mitzvah of burning Basar Kodesh and Nitma, which takes care of all of the mitzvahs that are in that parsha of Shlamim. The next mitzvah that we get to is a separate Isser, and that is the Isser of eating Chalev. That'll be Beth Hashem the next time. Can Parsha Shiras tonight, all of you who listen.